Hey fuckers, what up? It's Christina Hutchinson.
And Corinne Fisher. Oh, I'm supposed to be reading this.
And you're about to hear our interview, an excerpt of our interview with Luciana Gatica. She's an actress, personal trainer, and fitness expert. We're very excited. This is a beautifully human conversation. And if you want to listen to the entire thing, head on over to apple.co/GWF. That's apple.co/GWF.
Speaking of crying in a Marshalls, I was in an H&M when I found out my dad died.
I had
just bought two pairs of Nikes at the Nike store, and I felt really guilty, which later I was like, I deserve those shoes. My dad just died.
Yes.
But then I was in H&M and my brother from Mexico called, and I knew it, and I just walked out, and I like didn't know what happened. And I texted my boyfriend and he left work and came, and I just texted my two best friends here and my like four best friends that live elsewhere. And I was like, just tell every, like, just yes. let people know, because yes. I don't want to, you know. But I did post, like, I think the next day or whatever, just like to, because then people get offended, which, you know, people love to make things about them. Mm-hmm. Like, why didn't you tell me? Or like, I want to, you know, they want to
be there. Why didn't you tell me?
Oh, yeah. Oh, like, they, like, they want to be the first ones to hear about it. Like, it was, but it was actually, it was really nice. Yeah. Like, I had a girl that I used to be friends with, like, Venmo me money. And like, cause she, her dad had passed away so many years ago. We weren't even friends anymore. And then all our mutual friends like sent me a post that she made about her my dad's death, about herself. And I was like, oh my God.
People
had legit FOMO that they weren't invited to my dad's viewing. And I go, it's what? Private. There will be a celebration of life later. You fucking psychopath. Yeah,
people don't know how to react to grief sometimes. Like 100%. So many people are so not emotionally intelligent
100%.
That they're like, and then they just do something so stupid like that.
But I think like weddings and deaths bring out the worst in people. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like
very
families and all the things. So yeah.
High stakes.
It's interesting. Yeah. But I went to work the day after my dad died. I was like, what am I going to do? Be sad and poor? Like choose one.
No.
Biggest struggle, bitch.
I mean, I was sitting at home thinking of people commenting like, wow, this girl has a lot of privilege that she can just take a week off after her dad dies.
Murder.
The thing is though, like, you know, my mom's a teacher, and she, you know, like there are many jobs not in the service industry but like there are many jobs that give bereavement days, you know. And so, you know, that is a thing.
I actually had to work that day, and I called my boss and I was like, I can't, but I'm crazy, like I'm also a workaholic, which I'm working on, but I was like, I can go to my dad just died, like I can show up to work later, but I just need a few hours. He was like, no, like it's fine.
Sometimes you need someone else to just be like, pump the brakes. Yeah, it's okay. Because I mean, in other times in my life, like with breakups or different kinds of hurt, working has actually really helped. Like when I was working in talent management, and I went through the breakup that was the impetus for this podcast. I mean, man, I was acing my job because I had nothing else.
Right, totally.
I literally had nothing else. Yeah. Didn't have a dog. I didn't have anything. Okay, yeah. All I had was that job.
A broken heart,
and that job.
Been there.
And similarly, I've been working on my workaholicness, and I think COVID really helped with that, because you couldn't work, and I just sat at home and I was like, oh, this is not, I feel like a human again.
Yeah,
this is good. I processed a lot of like things I had going on in my mind that I was just carrying and compartmentalizing.
You need silence with yourself.
Yeah. And I do feel like, I mean, you know, we're talking about making things about me. Like if I can make COVID about me, I do feel my experience in it was like, oh, this was like a gift in your whatever journey or whatever. Like this was a gift. And because you needed this to save up the energy to deal with what you're about to deal with.
Yeah.
Because it's not like my dad just dropped dead. I mean, it was seven months of, just fight, like the whole family, like fighting for his life. Yeah. And to the point where, you know, a week before he passed away, I ended up in the emergency room. So I was like, I was, you know, if when we think, you know, because I knew I was going to be like, did I do everything I could to help him? And then I was like, well, you literally almost, not I didn't almost die, but like you literally put yourself in the hospital. Yeah. So
fine.
You did it, girlfriend. Yeah.
You did it, Corinne. You worked hard.
You did it.
Oh my gosh.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it's possible you can actually do that.
Right. Yeah. You know, because there is this, like, when you're like a perfectionist, you're like, how can I, it's like, I'm going to handle my dad's demise the best.
Right.
You know, like, you know, there still is that.
Yeah.
Very, how do you handle it? What is grief like?
It's really weird, and you don't know. Like, I tell people all the time, because I remember I had a couple friends that lost people. I never really lost, like, I lost my grandma, but mm-hmm. she had dementia, and I was younger, and I was like in my early, like, the hardest part about that was seeing my mom so sad and watching my mom lose her mom.
Yes. Yeah.
But like, aside from that, like, she was the only grandparent I had, and I didn't really lose, I lost animals, which was heartbreaking.
Right.
But
yeah.
You just don't know until you're there. And losing a parent is also like a whole, you know, they brought you into this world mm-hmm. and they made you, you know, good or bad. They did, you know, hopefully they did the best they could, but they made you how you are. So they're responsible for like your entire existence. And, you know.
Yeah. I imagine you rethink about that.
Yeah. Right? So like, it's just a lot, and you don't know until you're like actually in it. It's hard. Yeah. It's really.
Yeah. Cause it's one of those things that you hear people talk about and you're like, okay, is this going to be as bad as people say? Cause some things aren't. Some things I'm like, you guys really.
Really complaining
get,
about that
you,
one.
You really get control of your emotions. Right. It wasn't that bad. But for this, I was like, and, oh, it's actually worse.
Yeah. And it is.
It's actually
because,
worse.
I mean, yeah. Like, we
it's
all,
permanent.
You just don't know. Like, yeah. You know, even regardless of what relationship you had with a parent, it doesn't matter if they weren't in your life. Like, that's a whole set of things that you need to undo, you mm-hmm. know, like, unpack that you can never have a chance to, you know, it all comes with a certain set of circumstances and you just don't know. And like, I'm guilty of this too. Like, yes, I had friends who lost parents. I'm like, oh, that, I can't imagine. But like, you really can't imagine.
No,
you're just like, oh, that must suck. But like, you don't know how bad it sucks, you know, or how it's going to manifest.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Yeah. And I imagine I've heard about grief. Like, it's just, it pops up in odd places.
Yeah.
Like throughout the process.
Yeah. One of my best friends had lost her father the previous year, or like 2 years, about a year and a half before me. And she had a really, really rough time. She watched her dad like actually die. I didn't. So it was really hard. But I remember she would be like, my grief comes, you know, keeps coming in and out and whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what? Like, but it really does. Like, it, even 3 years later, it's just different. It's a journey, you know?
Yeah. You know, last night I I've just been like kind of like grasping at, you know, I mean, I was like Googling grief retreats, like, because I had done a lot of work just because I did have this, like, it's odd because it was like a blessing and a curse, because it was so difficult to watch my dad just deteriorate from literally a mathematical genius who got a perfect math SAT score to someone who could like barely, you know, feed himself. It was just, I wish that on no one.
Went through the same thing.
But it was also, I had so much time to prepare and to like do my homework to prepare for the death, which is very me.
Right.
So, I mean, like, the moment he, after, you know, the 2 days after he went into cardiac arrest, like, I don't even know if he was awake from his, like, in
coma.
It's not like exactly a coma. Like, they just, you're just like, you know, you're out for it. I was calling like spiritual advisors. I had my therapist. I had a spiritual advisor. I'm reading like doctor level materials online to see if I can find answers that they can't, which scarily I did, but that's a whole another story.
America.
And then, you know, watching the series on Netflix, Surviving Death, and just really like getting in touch with anything I can to prepare for like, you know, talking to my dad after I'm giving him like secret code words like he's gonna come back to talk to his wife, like real wild stuff. And then like also grasping at things to make me happy, you know, you almost, I don't have a lot of like a childhood trauma or really any that I've dug up. I have a lot of, you know, 20 something living in New York City trauma. And but you do revert to like the most basic things that make you made you happy or make you happy like from childhood on. So for me, last night I was just like watching the funniest clips from the Tom Green show. And you know, I'm watching like Undercutter's Pizza and the and the Slutmobile and like you know, him using the intercom at a Sears in a mall and just dying laughing. Like, to me, nothing is funnier. And then I was literally in the middle of like a huge guffaw, and with like almost as I if I had become possessed, I was like, I just started sobbing like in the middle of the laugh, and I was like, I almost like choked myself out. And I was like, oh no. And that's just been happening for the past, you know, you're just something's just fine, and then all of a sudden I'm just like, oh yeah, this is my dad, like out of nowhere. And you're like, oh god, this is gonna be this is like a circuit's broken. This is gonna be a real problem.
That's
especially in their entertainment business, when you have to be on stage, you're gonna go, this is a fucking issue now.
It's like that.
So how do you learn to manage it? Do you learn how to deal, if it is it like a twitch, you just learn how to deal with it and make it sexy? What do how are we doing?
I think it's just time, like time does heal everything. Like I just like just recently, you know, it was really hard for me because like, while I love that the whole entire world celebrated my dad's, you know, my dad's life when he passed away, it was a lot. Like, it was on TV stations, like the country of Chile, like raised the flag of half staff or Fluth, you know, for him. It was like, and then every day was like everybody, you know, people posting and like all the, like it was, so it was a lot. It was like beautiful. Like, that's amazing that my dad made that impact, but also like, can you make it stop? Because I'm just sobbing all day, every day. And it just, and it was like that up until recently. I don't even know. It just kind of on its own, like that would happen. Like I would listen to my, I moved back to LA right after he passed away, and I would like drive around, and if I like missed him, I would listen to his music, and it was awful. Like I just would like drive around just sobbing and like snot running down my face. And now I can listen to his songs and like sing along, you know? So it's just time, but it took this, and now I can watch clips and be like, you know, oh my God, this is so beautiful, and not just like almost die of, you know, tear. Tear drowned.
One thing that's really fascinating to me, I happened to get into the Netflix Surviving Death stuff that got me on this wormhole of like Laura Lynn Jackson, who's a psychic medium, and the Forever Family Foundation, who connects families with their passed away loved ones. And one thing in the interviews with Laura and the Forever Family Foundation that the that involved communication between the family member sitting in front of the medium and the person who passed away. They, all the people who have passed away are like, don't grieve for
100%.
Me. 100%. What? Yep. No, this is beautiful. And, and I'm like, huh?
I actually...
How can you... Yeah. Wait, are we not... Is something fucked up with the...
You know, I mean, I think based on what I've seen, it really is much better when you die, which isn't
being the person dead. Like, not, meaning like the person who passed away.
Yeah,
like,
no, it's not better for people. It's not better, but I think
Earth
like
is hell.
yeah, basically.
Yeah, it is hard, and because like I have been very open that I fear death as a 35-year-old woman should. If you don't, my therapist is like, well, that I would be concerned if you didn't, and I was like, good point, Kier. But. One of the feelings I had, there was a couple feelings that like immediately crossed my mind when my dad, right when my dad died, and was like, number one, I just came across, I was like, oh, I don't need to get married. I don't know why that's a thought I had, but I was like, oh, if that's one of the first thoughts that came into my head, I was like, oh, that just reinforces that it's performative. And that's the only reason I would want to get married is showy. It's for other people, not for myself.
Marriage is the Instagram of life.
And there are and that's so not me, you know. I think that's why I have to think about it so much, have such a conflict, like marriage and kids, because I go, yeah, because Corinne, you're not someone who does something for other people, but it's so ingrained in us that it's something I still felt. And like, just randomly, I just said to my mom, we were just sitting in the living room, and I was like, oh, at least I don't need to get married now. Like, and it was just like the first thought I had. So and then funny. The second thought I had was that I'm a little more excited to die now. Like, at least there's a perk, you know? Yeah. At least you go, I don't want to die soon, and I still have a lot of things left to do, and I know my dad doesn't want me to die. Like, no one was prouder of him than me, but like, at least I'll see him, you know?
Yeah.
So we're like, that's good. I mean, hopefully it's going to be probably a long time because he died kind of young, but he's only 69, but so
I actually, I went to, back what you were saying, I went to a medium like after my dad passed away, and it was crazy.
My
dad was there. My dad is here somewhere, probably. Yeah. He's everywhere. Like,
right before you said that, I was like, I feel like he's here.
He's here. That's he's everywhere. Beautiful. It's crazy. Yeah. Like, he's literally, like, I went to her a couple times. She's in LA, and the first time she didn't know, you know, she's like, there's this man here, and it was turned out to be my dad. But then I saw her again. She's like, your dad's here. He walked in right with you. I'm like, yeah,
he walked in right with
but
you.
But he's literally everywhere. Like, I know that now, you know, but, it's crazy because, I mean, and I ask for signs and he gives them to me. Your listeners are like, this bitch is crazy.
No. We are always talking about this. Don't worry.
Laurelyn Jackson has two books, Signs and The Light Between Us. I read them both.
Oh my gosh. I couldn't finish Signs because I was in the middle of my shitstorm.
Yeah. I was crying and I've not faced that yet. But oh my God. Honest to God, those two books, and then I went down all these rabbit holes.
Yeah.
Made me not afraid of death.
Same. Yeah.
It's kind of this beautiful.
Yeah, the other day, and I don't know why, because I've never, but I'm like, you know what? I'm not afraid to die. I mean, also from COVID helped me not be afraid to die, because I'm like, you know, I'm not going to just stay in my house for the whole, you know, but I think it's also because I wasn't raised that way. Like, my dad was not afraid of anything. And I remember thinking, like, if my dad was alive, he'd be like, I'm still going to do everything. You know, just like most old people did. They were like, I'm this old.
People couldn't understand that. And I was like,
life.
Yeah, I was like, I understand that so much. Like, it's like, you never, like, this is.
You might not wake up tomorrow. Exactly. You might as well go to the Citarella and get your groceries.
Exactly.
Yes. I know. The point of living right now is living your fucking life.
Yeah.
And enjoying it.
Well, what up, fuckers? We hope you enjoyed that episode or the excerpt of our episode with Luciana Gatica. If you want to hear the entire thing and entire episodes of Guys Who Fucked, our entire back catalog, head on over to apple.co/GWF. We are so excited to be back on Apple on iTunes. You can get a Luminary subscription on the iTunes store. So that's over 170 countries. So if you want to hear us, go to apple.co/GWF.